On this episode of Two Bears, One Cave...
Do you know what Leanne said to me?
What?
Did you take your milk thistle? Fucking kick his ass. Fucking curb stomp him and be like, know your place, old man. Do that at home. Your dad was wearing jeans. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. 100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Welcome to a new episode of Two Bears, One Cave, coming to you now in 4K. We are recording here in Austin, Tejas. Bertrand, it is great to see you.
It is great seeing you.
I want to give a shout out to the national champs, Lenoir Rhyne Lacrosse, baby.
Where's that?
That's my alma mater.
Where? In Florida?
North Carolina, right there.
Oh, the is that the college you went to?
Yeah, that's what that means.
Other famous alumni came out of there?
Nobody. I actually don't know. Let's look up Lenoir Rhyne College famous alums, because I bet it's a list of who's who. It can't be...
I saw that I was on the famous alumni for Alpha Tau Omega.
There's the list, baby.
Let me see if I know any of those.
Oh, Kyle Duggar plays in the NFL. He was with the Patriots. I don't know if he's still there. That's the only guy I reckon. Well, I guess I recognize Shomor, myself.
Eisenhower. Oh, that's his son.
That's not even the same Eisenhower.
Oh, for real?
No.
Gary Glenn?
Glenn? Shit!
What?
Cherry Berry from Cherry's Berries.
No.
that's a hilarious list.
Donnie Kirkpatrick, you know he'd partied when he was there. He fucking show more.
By the way,
look at this. This is much better.
Oh, Harold Johnson went there. Fucking James Black,
Bart Lindy.
Also, is this supposed to be in order? Because it's not alphabetical. Is that an order of fame? You can scroll to the top. Rick Barnes and Perry. Perry Farrell?
Yeah, the lead singer. I didn't know he was black.
I didn't either. I'm six. I thought it was going to say Terrence Howard. It's Terrence Stewart. They didn't even have a fucking picture of him.
Wait, who is... Okay, so Rick Barnes is the most famous person. That's got to be a coach.
Is that a coach?
It's got to be a coach. He's look at him. He looks like he's coaching.
He's coaching right there.
That's a coaching look.
Who is that? Listen. Yeah, it is. It's a basketball coach too, right?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, Tennessee Volunteers. Yeah. Okay. So that is, he's the men's basketball coach. Who's Perry? That's a coach photo too. But that's from the program. That's not a press photo. That's like.
Well, that is a coach photo.
Yeah.
He coaches for the Panthers.
Yeah. All right. So we got a couple coaches. Is Kyle still, or is Mike Pope? That's also Mike Pope is like, that's a total coach's photo.
Either that or a fucking in the CIA.
Yeah. Tight ends coach for the Giants. Okay. And then Kyle, is he still with the Patriots? He's a fucking bad motherfucker, dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
Dude, there's a... I partied with
him. To go D2 and get drafted in the first round.
Okay, I have to tell you this.
Yeah.
I partied with a bunch of professional athletes.
Yeah.
Fuck. I need to get the guy's name. You know this game. You know this guy.
Wait.
If there's a difference...
Beer Olympics?
Beer Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm already going way too fast. So me and you got an offer to go do the Beer Olympics.
Yeah, and
Taylor Lewan and Will Compton.
Yeah, and they hit us. They hit us up a bunch. I was gonna go because the press for my special was going to be the week leading up to 4th of July, and then the special came out 4th of July. They changed it and they go do the press starting 4th of July. So I go, you know, it just screwed up my plans. So I didn't go. The day after I get to New York, well, I see Shane Gillis, and I go,
He's who subbed in for you, and goes, let me tell you.
He goes, dude, you dodged a bullet.
The fucking events start with who can chug 3 beers the fastest.
How are you? You're not, or you and him feel like I would be like.
We actually did really good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we actually did pretty good, but nothing compared to Taylor Lewan.
Oh, that's a big man.
Taylor Lewan and David, I'm going to fuck his last name. He was he's a offensive lineman for the Packers. One of Aaron Rodgers' best friends.
Okay.
It's like a Baltazari, Bella Tedizetti. You know who I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, I do.
Can you tell you, offensive line, the Packers, this dude is the baddest motherfucker I've ever seen. And let me tell you something. They go, so I've always made he's a current Packer. I've always made jokes about athletes and like, oh, I bet I could fight this guy, or you know, I'm fast, there. I can do push-ups. Yeah, David, how do you say it? Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
David Bakhtiari. Okay. David Bakhtiari. His eyes.
Yeah.
Made me, I will never speak ill about any athlete or my accomplishments ever again, because there's something that turns on their faces when they decide to compete that I do not have. I do not have it. I don't have it. And being around that many pro athletes at that, and by the way, a ton of offensive linemen, fucking George Kittle was there. Every single one of them would go into fucking game mode.
Yeah,
so competitive.
There's a door in there that they open. Here's the thing. I said this to Taylor and Will when I was talking to Shane about it.
Which Taylor is that, and Will have, everyone has it. Anyone that played is a professional athlete.
Yeah.
They have something we will never be able to access.
There's a reason why they're that.
Fuck. Dude,
there's a reason.
They were almost fist fighting over beer pong.
Of course.
Over beer pong.
Here's the mistake.
I'm sorry. That I'm going to out you. This is how competitive he is.
Yeah.
He did not win the Beer Olympics. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the video, go to Bustin' with the Boys. He did not win. And a guy tried to shake his hand and say, hey, man, at least we, you know, had a good time, made some friends. And he looked at him and goes, I didn't come here to make fucking friends. And he walked away and left. That's how he left. No goodbye. No like, hey, man, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
He is a different human being than any male. Every guy listening, from the biggest shit talker in the universe, my mouth's closed. You'll never hear me say, I can run a marathon. I can do this. I can do that. I can do a triathlon. All the things I have done that I put my mouth out there, I'm done. And I'll tell you who really changed my opinion. Michael Chandler. So me and Shane are talking mad shit, right?
To Michael Chandler.
To everyone. We're talking and by the way, we're talking shit to everyone. And we don't realize that they're being serious, right?
Yeah.
They're being real serious. Because
they don't do competition playfully.
They don't shit talk, they do.
Yeah.
They do. So they put their money where their mouth is. Shane is shit talking to rookie offensive linemen for the Titans.
Yeah.
And they are getting really angry. And Shane realizes, oh, fuck, this is real.
Yeah.
We end up in the pool, and someone pushes Will in the pool, and then all of a sudden, the game of let's push in the pool and pool wrestle starts with all these offensive linemen. And me and Shane get tied up by two, I don't even know who the fuck was holding on to me, but we get tied up by two of the largest men.
Yeah.
I want to say that I had Taylor Lewan on me. Now, when you talk about like farmer strength, there's like they're different strength. I'm really strong. I'll tell you about that in a second. He's got me and I can't move. I'm really can't move. Like I'm a woman, and he's gonna have his way with me. And I yell and I see Michael Chandler. I go, Michael Chandler, help me. Michael Chandler goes blank in the face and goes, it's fucking on. Dives in. First thing he does is he grabs my dick, right? Wrong dick. He was going to grab Taylor's to get, and he's like, we're fighting. Michael Chandler takes fucking what I can only call is little brother energy. You know the kind of little brother energy that goes, I can't get hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking fought every offensive lineman in the pool for me and Shane. Yeah, he fought.
And he's not a big guy.
And he's, no, he's, well, he's fucking jacked. And well, he does think I have impressive shoulders. He did mention my shoulders.
I'm saying he's not, compared to an offensive lineman, he's not a big dude.
Dude, he went fucking hard in the paint, wrapping people up, choking people out, fucking elbowing people. He, and by the way, this is all, they're just playing. They're really just playing.
Yeah, they're playing around.
I mean, Shane is covered with hand marks.
Shane goes, at one point, he goes, we were like doing like pool basketball, and he said that he got a shove.
Shane,
and then a guy grabbed him by the throat and held him in the water, and he goes, oh, this guy's choking me in the water. And then the guy, he turned back around.
It was a hockey player. It's a hockey player.
And
it's
hockey player. He goes, he turned back to him, and he goes, that was my bad. He's like, did you?
There's a picture. You can find the picture online. He choked him and held him on the water and shake him up. And the guy was like, they flip a switch in their head.
Yeah.
And they're, do not fuck with any. David, I'm telling you, that guy, the look in his eyes when he killed the beer first. He was the first person to kill a beer. And I think he killed three beers in like 4 seconds.
4 seconds?
4 seconds.
Really?
4 seconds. And he just like, ah! And I'm just like, and Shane and I are nervous. We killed ours in like 9, which is pretty impressive if you're just a pedestrian.
9 seconds?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude,
man.
It was such an intense experience. And then Jelly Roll shows up. And it was crazy. The list of athletes there. I'm going next year. I'm 100% going next year. I'm 100%. Because it's really fun to watch these fucking savages go after it. Like Taylor Lewan, he was so intense. His shit talking was like,
he said he choked Shane a few times too.
Oh, dude, Shane got prison raped in that pool. He got because there's part of Shane that goes, I can still hang with the boys. Yeah, there's part of Shane that hasn't hung up the cleats yet.
Right, right.
You know, there's a little bit of Shane that goes, if I could have just gotten through that homesickness for one more week, maybe I'd be playing pro. Uh-huh. And there's, because he does the fucking, this is fucking Shane. Anytime he's around those guys, like I go, you know, the offensive drills. And he still busts ball and he knows all the sports shit.
Yeah.
So like he can talk sports. I was so bloated at that thing. We had to get my fucking ring off my finger because it was hurting my finger.
Well, I saw you like resting in the pool, like off to the side, like.
Dude, I gotta give a shout out to what's his fucking name? Hardy. Hardy's a
Greg Hardy?
No, Hardy. Oh. He's a country music artist. Yeah. Him and his wife came out, and let me tell you something. If beer drinking was financial gains, they are a power couple.
Really?
First of all, she's awesome at Flip Cup, right? She's amazing at Flip Cup. And then she would kill beers, and then when we're all getting hammered, she just walk to the bushes, throw them up, and come right back. More Flip Cup. And they were, and then he'd just go, kill beers, throw them up, and go, let's go. They were, and by the way, and he's an awesome musician. There were so many fucking people there that were like, it was such an eclectic, weird group of alcoholics. Offensive linemen are the shit, man. That's my goal.
Yeah, they're fun guys, man. That's my goal.
If you're an off, I remember when the Chiefs, when we did the Super Bowl last
year. They're the fucking most relatable of all the like positions that they hang out with is definitely offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They're the most down to earth of the whole crew.
We talked to the Titans. The Titans' new quarterback came. Mm-hmm. He was just hanging out. I think he was playing Flip Cup. And I wonder what the hierarchy on a team is.
Yeah,
because I think it has to go either defensive lineman, offensive lineman, top, right? One of those.
Well, your hierarchy. I mean, a newly drafted
it's not
quarterback,
Ryan Tannehill.
A newly drafted quarterback who is not top five pick definitely has new kid energy. Like, hey, I'm happy to be here. Usually,
They made the rookies sing the national anthem. Like they had the rookies come up and we all surrounded the pool and the rookies sang the national anthem. And these are men that could manhandle you.
Yeah.
And Taylor's like, over there, bitch boy. And you're just like, what the fuck? Dude, I wish I could share. There's some secrets.
How hammered did you get?
I was, It was not a good call.
Yeah.
Like it was like,
it's, didn't you go like straight from,
well, we were on Fully Loaded, and then we went right from Fully Loaded into Tennessee and then right to their house and got, by the way, I want like the best, I'm going to tell you a story and then we'll see if we can get it. We'll see if we can take it out. Okay. I'm going to tell you a story. It's one of the funniest. It's so
funny. We'll see if we can take it out.
I got to call because Shane Gillis, did he tell you what he did that night?
Yes.
What?
The ketamine or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may need to take this out. We got to run it by Shane.
No. He told it on the podcast I did with him.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He comes in. We get done the Beer Olympics and we're like, all right.
I think it was too much. He said
too much?
Yeah.
He goes, too much? He no longer could operate his legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just had this the Shane Gillis smile. He's like, I can't walk. I can't walk, man. I can't even figure out how to do things. I can't. I know I can do things. I just don't know how to get it to start. And we were like, Shane, are you okay? Fucking Peter sat with Shane in the lobby for like, I went to bed. I was like, buddy, I think you're going to be fine. I'm going to go to bed. Victoria sat with Shane the whole time. And Peter, they just kept feeding him water until he was like, all right. My toes are working. I mean, he called us and he was like, I need an emergency. I need help. I can't walk. And we're like, what? He's like, I smoke ketamine. I think I smoked too much ketamine. And we're like, what were you doing? He goes, I don't know. Trying to keep up with the boys.
He said that he was like, you know, because he was drinking, obviously, ketamine, that he woke up the next day and the days after and was like so bruised and so sore.
And he stayed. He was like, I got to stay. He just stayed in Nashville for a couple days to recover.
Really?
He just stayed. He was like, I'm not going home.
Yeah, I saw him a week later. He still had like bruises.
He got fucked up. He got manhandled. I mean, he got so fucked up. Yeah. And I literally was like, I took a back seat, and that's not my position. But it was such a physical. But
that's why he told me. He goes, you dodged a bullet. He goes, dude, it's not fun. He goes, it's not fun, and you don't want to go.
You would not enjoy it.
I know.
And the best part is someone goes, man, I wish Tom had come. And I was like, do you don't know him at all? Like, he'd be sitting on the couch inside Googling Porsches. Do you think he'd be out here fucking pool wrestling with you?
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
I go, what you want is Tom's oldest son. He would be fun.
He was.
There's a video. You can watch the whole thing. But man, I walked away. I'll tell you right now, I'll be following a few people. Kittle, I'll be following that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because there's something. It's so cool. I got to give it to Shane. My friendship with Shane has introduced me to so many football players.
Yeah.
That I never would have appreciated as people. Like, and also, I got Taylor and Will. They've been introduced me to so many football players that I've gotten to know as people that it's, I can't wait to watch them play.
I did their pod. It was so much fun. They came to New York to do it.
I was saying to someone.
I just wanted to talk football the whole time, though.
Oh.
I hated when we transitioned out of football.
I said to Leanne, so like I work with all women. Everyone at my production company
is
all women. It's all women.
I know. It's like, what the fuck?
I got two girls. Our dogs are women. Our cats women.
Yeah.
Everything's fucking women. And we were on, and you know, Fully Loaded was my production team produced the whole thing.
Yeah.
So there was one whole bus full of women. And then we had women on the thing. I was with Tiffany Haddish. It's all women. I told this to Taylor in a very emotional kind of way, which I don't think he understood the tears. I think he was like, hey man, pull it together, bitch. But I was like, I said to him, I said, I needed this. I really needed to bro out, to be like, and for Michael Chandler to just grab your dick and be like, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then go, yeah. And then I grab someone's dick in the pool. And like, it's just like this bro energy of like, it was so, it's almost like Fight Club.
Yeah.
Like it, you needed it. And for like a pedestrian to go in to that was so cathartic that I left going, I've got my fill of bro. And I forgot how much fun it is to be a guy.
Yeah.
To be a fucking guy where someone slaps you on the chest too hard and you don't go, mom.
Yeah.
You just go, whoa, fuck, that hurt. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's good to, it's like the same way as like, and I use this as a, but I remember when I said I could run a marathon with no training at all.
Yeah.
To actually have done it, it's nice to see how big the mountain is from the base.
Yeah.
So many times people see mountains from far away and they go, it's not that bad. And then you get to the base and you go, fuck. And those men are a perfect example of you, of the mountains you see on the field. And you go, oh, fucking, what the fuck, man? You got to pick that up. And then when you get close to the mountain, you go, oh, fuck, this is different.
It's way different.
Taylor Lewan's down probably 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's still the strongest human being that has ever held me.
Yeah.
I could not say no.
Yeah. No.
And his fucking.
It'd be crazy if he really wanted you. You know?
Do you know what?
Like if he held you down, I would pay for that.
Who won the Beer Olympics? The guy who won the Beer Olympics. I was talking to him. I'm fucking forgetting everyone's name. I'm not good with names. He's a professional athlete. He's a very big, I think he's like a fucking going to be like a Hall of Famer. He was talking to his wife on the phone. At the thing before we started. I said, hey, what are you doing? He said, talking to my wife. It wasn't Kittle. Was it Kittle? It was DeForest Buckner. It was DeForest Buckner. Let me see what he looks like. Yeah, it was DeForest Buckner. He's talking to his wife on the phone, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, are you talking to your wife? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I love you. And she goes, hey, honey, I didn't send you there to fucking lose. Bring back that cup. He married a savage.
Yeah, yeah.
He married a badass.
Right.
Taylor's wife was out there just like, fucking ready to throw down. They're married to alphas.
Well, think about, yeah, they're around that energy all
DeForest
the time.
DeForest Buckner's wife told him, I didn't send you there to lose. She said to her man, I didn't send you there to lose. Yeah. Bring back that cup.
Yeah.
Fucking that. Do you know what Leanne said to me?
Sounds like.
Do you know what Leanne said to me?
What?
Did you take your milk thistle? You know your liver's enzymes are high. Take your milk thistle.
Yeah. It sounds like DeForest is married to any. Like they're just not going to lose, you know?
Yeah. Dude, it was, I will be going back next year.
You will?
Oh, fuck yes. And I'll be fucking doubling up on my testosterone and I'll be fucking getting after it.
Speaking of, yeah, I got to say this because it's a perfect transition for us that you're talking about. Because I remember when we did that podcast with Joe and you're going to do the marathon. We were like, you're fucking moron. Like, you don't just do that, you know?
Yeah.
And then you went and you did it. And we were like, that's fucking crazy. And you don't know this, but a few weeks ago we were podcasting and challenged Nadav to run a marathon, not just any marathon, the New York City Marathon in November. Hold on.
I'll take the under.
But here's the thing. So he, of course, let me lay this out for you though. He starts with like, I can't just do that, which is like, you know, okay, good point.
Yeah.
Need to lose weight, train for it, whole thing. So what I offered was, I said, I will pay for everything leading up to this. Blood work, nutritionist, personal training, peptides, PEDs, sports physio, anything that you like to get you into the mode to do this, right? Like, and then you go for it. And if you don't complete the marathon, the only thing that you have to do is get a chest piece tattoo of the flag of Ireland and the last name O'Callaghan. So
wait, where does that come from?
That's his Irish last name. So a lot of people think he's, well, we try to tell Texans he's Irish because they're not a big fan of the other side.
Show me Irish chess pieces.
Yeah.
This is what I want to see. I like this because you're getting one. You're definitely getting one. So, I'll tell you right now, it's one of the, fuck?
Something like that, you know? Yeah. So that'll be on November 6th. That's what.
Hold on. Hang on one second.
Chest will look like. Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You're running the New York City Marathon November 6th?
So, or whatever, something like that. What?
That's really close.
It's not in a long, long time.
So what's the.
So here's what we've. Can we. First thing that we realized, and he realized, is you got to drop weight.
No, okay. Yeah.
He's been doing that. He's down how many pounds? You down about 20 pounds?
Yeah, I'm down about 20 pounds since we started this.
You look good.
That's good.
Thanks,
Bert. Hey, I don't celebrate. I'm not a negative person, Nadav. I think you look good.
But
I'm not accepting compliments. Thank you, Bert.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you're like in marathon shape, but you look good.
I know I got a lot to go. It was like the first thing that, I mean, I think I said no six times
but
before.
A good thing, reason that this all also even just started is you weighed 30 pounds more than you thought you weighed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That is not a lot. That's the first time that's happened to me.
Yeah, I remember I was talking to another professional athlete. I forget. I did a fucking podcast with him. With a fight companion. I'm so sorry. I can't remember his name right now. He's a fucking MMA fucking champion. And he said, what are you at your fattest? And I said, 260. And he goes, so 275. I went, no, 260. He goes, buddy, you've been to 275. I said, no, 260. He goes, no. You got on 260 the day you thought you were 250, found out you're 260. The days you didn't get on the scale that you thought you were probably 260, you were 275. I went, I've been 275.
Yeah, he's right. He's right for all of us. We've all
stopped weighing myself in pounds. I only weigh in kilograms. It's so much more enjoyable.
Yeah. Do you change the scale?
Oh, yeah, I changed it to kilograms. Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
120 kilograms looks a lot better than whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to lose a kilogram. I don't
know. Yeah, 2.2 pounds. Yeah.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, that's the conversion. Yeah.
Fuck. Wish I hadn't said my weight out loud.
What is that?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I just do it in kilograms. But I might switch over to stones. See how many kilograms. I don't want to know what it is.
I'm not going to say it.
It's got to be 260 pounds. It's got to be 260 pounds.
All right. You may tell you?
It's 275 pounds?
No. That's stones.
That's stones.
That's 275.
So I'm like 18 stones.
Like 19.6 stone.
No, I'm not 275.
But he's not 275. So that, by the way.
And by the way, hold on. Let's be very fair. A lot of this is muscle. I have so much muscle, I have a hard time swimming. I start sinking. I'm so dense right now. I legit sink. Bench 225 10 times.
Really?
Yeah. At University of Nebraska. Put it online. No one thought I could do it. Luis J. Gomez was like, it's a lot of weight. He was doing 205. He was trying to do 205 10 times. I think he got it. And then I was like, fuck it, put on 225. And everyone was like, for real? I was like, yeah, do it. I think I can do it. I think I bench 300 right now.
Well, if you're doing 225 10 times.
Yeah, I did 295 was the last one I did, and I got it with ease.
That's impressive, Bert. You put that 225 up online?
Yeah, I should send it to you. I called off the Rock. I called off the Rock. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. Did you see Bradley Martin? Hold on. Do not skip this marathon. Did you see Bradley Martin tell Nate Diaz he thinks he could fuck him up? Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And you're like, and then you just see Nate Diaz going, nah, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that?
This is your stuff? This is your page?
Oh. What is that video? Is that the Beer Olympics?
Yeah, that's Beer Olympics. Oh,
this is us fighting with Michael Chandler. That's Michael Chandler's different, man.
Yeah, of course.
I can't wait for him to fight Connor. I ran into Connor in New York.
How's that?
It was great. He recognized me. He was like, what's up? I was like, hey, we're walking down the street.
Really?
Just walking down the street. I was with my family. My daughters are like, you know Connor McGregor? I was like, yeah. Dude, look at that chess piece.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Oh,
look
shit.
At that. Look at how physical they are.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not even, and there's no smiles. That's the hockey player. Yeah. That's the hockey player who fucking choked
Shane.
They're
crazy. They're crazy, dude.
Glennie Balls was the best. He's the fucking best hang.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
George Kittle is, yeah. That's him and his partner. That's the
yeah.
other guy.
Yeah.
This is who Shane and I were talking shit to, these guys,
yeah.
and they did not. That's David.
Oh, yeah.
That's David. Look at his eyes.
Yeah, that's, I believe that they're not the guys to compete with. I believe that it's a good decision not to go to this. Yeah, scroll. Let's find the, wait, so did you talk?
I got it. I'm going to set it to you.
Did you talk to Connor at all?
Yeah, I ran into him. I was like, what's up? He's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing, we were doing U.S. Open.
We opened
this thing at U.S. Open. I said, we're doing U.S. Open. And I said, you should come out tonight. He was like, fuck, I got press. I was like, well, come out. Where the fuck's University of Nebraska? I got the video in here. I'll find it for you, Nadav. We went and saw the band Goose. I'm not done with Nadav.
Yeah.
We went and saw the band Goose. I got to give a shout out to this. This is one of my favorite bands. I just got into them. I'm going through this new thing, Tom, where I want to expose myself to new music. So I don't feel like I want to be an old guy who just listens to the same thing on repeat.
Sure.
So we hit up the band Goose. They gave us tickets. Me, my daughter's best friend, Leanne, brought my new tour bus there. I got a new tour bus. I got to tell you all about that. We'll tell that about that on a different episode.
Okay.
brought my new tour bus there. And then the lead singer said the coolest fucking thing. He goes, your green room, my green room is your green room. And I went, hold on. Do you know what that means? And he goes, yeah. He's like, listen, man, we're fans. Your family, our green room is your green room. And I pulled him aside. I go, so let me give you a heads up. Like, I live in green rooms, and I will be abused. I'm taking a shit in here if I need to. Like, I'm going to. And he was like, I wasn't planning on that. And I was like, but no, like, and so we did it. And that's my new thing. If I'm going to invite someone to my green room, I want them to have full access to it and feel like they can experience the backstage access.
Sure.
And Goose was the coolest band. They had me introduce them on stage. Once again, I do not know what they were expecting. I was like, who's ready for the best motherfucking band? And then they're like, who's ready? Like, they're a jam band.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
yeah. But they were fucking awesome, man. Everyone, that's my new favorite.
Where'd you see
band.
Them?
I saw them in Chicago. They played like an intimate show. Not intimate, it was like probably fucking 3,000 people. But for them, it's intimate. So I go backstage to Goose, who I'm like obsessed with, right? I'm obsessed with them. and I geek out. I just geek out because I've been listening to them so much to hang out with the guys, and they're all nice as fuck. They offered me everything I could have, right? They're the coolest kids in the world. And they're like, yeah, man, it's really cool that, you know, you like our music. And I was like, dude, me and my wife fucked one of your songs last night. And they're like, I forget that I'm like their parents' age. Yeah. They're like, cool. Which song was it? And I told them So Ready or Slow Ready. And they go, oh, that's the one we're opening with tonight. Can't wait to be thinking about that the whole time we're playing it. But yeah, they were fucking badass. We'll talk about music another episode.
So you've really been getting after the bench.
My strength is through the fucking roof. Problem is I have plantar fasciitis, so I can't run right now.
Yeah.
But my strength is through the roof. I'm the strongest I've ever been.
In your life?
In my life. And I got in the lake with Leanne to go swimming. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time swimming. I've never had a problem swimming.
Yeah.
And I started like, I noticed it was like, I was, couldn't keep myself buoyant.
Hmm.
And she was like, and my shoulders, especially if I do like a little bit of any movement, I told you, Michael Chandler, look at that belly though.
Yeah. Yeah, you look belly. Like a, you know.
Do we need to put on headsets?
Yo, TJ.
Nah.
Let's get shit done.
Bertrand. 225?
I think I had 12 in me too, by the way.
My word.
Bert.
Double. Double.
One more.
Single.
Let's go.
Yeah, you definitely have more in you.
Yeah, I have more in me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You know what happens next? God damn it. Fully loaded.
Dude, that's impressive.
225, yeah. I
very clearly remember being at Joe's old studio.
Yeah.
And you couldn't do one.
I got pinned.
I'm saying.
So when I started working out, my goal was to lose weight. And then I wasn't weighing myself. I was measuring my stomach. I was measuring my stomach, measuring my waist. I just wanted to feel better.
Yeah.
And so what's crazy is right now my stomach is the same size as when I'm 240. When I was 240 back in the day, my stomach and my waist are the exact same size. My arms are like 2 inches bigger. My chest is like fucking a lot bigger, but my weight's up there. So I have a feeling, and I know people go, oh, muscle, it's a lot of muscle. I think there's muscle that's fucking with my weight. So I'm looking at my weight going, fuck, I'm so fucking fat. But my goal when I first started working out, because when we do Sober October, I'd feel in good shape, and we went to do 225, and I got pinned. And yeah. I was like, I always used to be able to do 225 once. I could do it once, but yeah. All I could ever do in my life was once in college. And Joe did it 10 times. And I thought, and my goal was, as a joke, I want to get 225 10 times. So I said that to I have a new trainer, and I said, I want to get 225 10 times. She's like, we'll get you there. And then just fucking around, we've been, my bench has just grown up. The last time we did, I think it was 295 or 285. She's like, by the way, I think you totally have 225 in you 10 times.
Yeah.
So we went to Nebraska, and I was like, I want to try it.
How often are you doing bench?
Once a week, maybe.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's even crazier.
Our big thing is like, we'll do AMRAPs and EMOMs. So like first one's AMRAPs, or first one's EMOMs, and then second one's AMRAPs.
So explain what those are though.
So AMRAPs are as many reps as possible.
Yeah.
And then, so they'll say like, you're just going to try to get through this workout as many times as you can in a 10-minute time. So it'll be, you know, fucking Russian twists, and then you go to some fucking... It's like four things, and over 12 minutes, and you're just trying to get it through as many times. Row for 200 meters, and then you do that as many rounds as possible, reps as possible, and then an EMOM is every minute on the minute, which I love EMOMs, because it's like heavy kettlebell. We're going to do kettlebell swings, 12 kettlebell swings, or maybe 16 kettlebell swings every minute on the minute for 20 minutes. And you're like, cool. The first one, you're like, easy. Second one, you're like, still easy. We should have gotten a heavier weight. And by the time you get to the fifth one, you're like, oh, these are going to add up. And then next time, you're like, good, how long is this fucking rest? I mean, I brought my new trainer is a lady named Nomi. And she's, I mean, almost like broken inside when you think of like, Like when she sets up a workout,
yeah.
Like she goes, like you can tell she is, I mean, in crazy shape.
Yeah.
Sure. The first time I brought Peter in to work out with me, because Peter works out with me in the morning with her, Peter's like, she leaves. He's like, what the fuck's wrong with her? This is gonna kill us. And then both of us, our arms are like this, but she was one of the competitive CrossFit people.
Oh, like, right.
That's what she was, an actual competitor and ranked. So her fucking, the way she does it, I mean, she just is like, I wonder if I can find her, show her your picture and see how ripped she is. You'd be fucking.
Well, because we're on this topic and we left it for a second, what's your, because you actually did do the marathon.
I did do the marathon.
You weren't at all, I mean, it probably wasn't a good idea to do it. And you didn't train.
I didn't train.
Now, pull up, do you remember your time? Because we looked it up. At when
5 hours and 33 minutes, 5 hours and 33 minutes or 35 minutes?
Yeah.
And 33 seconds, 5 hours, 33 seconds. And 30.
So initially, we set our goal for Nadav to be at like 4-something.
Oh, well, Oprah was like 4 hours.
Yeah, so we tried to get, we said, Nadav, we should do, what's it called? Way lower time than yours. And then we saw your time and I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Jesus Trejo,
yeah,
was trained for it and he did it in like, I think 6 hours.
Really?
Yeah. It's, LA's different too, cause it's kind of hilly.
Mm-hmm.
I think New York's pretty flat. I think New York's a pretty flat run, if I'm not mistaken. So New York is I'm going to be lit up by the marathon community. There are easier marathons. And then there's harder marathons.
Yeah.
So like there's marathons that people, how is he getting in the New York City Marathon, but through a celebrity thing?
We'll talk about it later. You can. Yeah.
But so there's a marathon people do upstate Washington that is the easiest marathon in the world. It's all downhill. It's at a slight downgrade.
Okay.
So everyone fucking does that to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Gotcha.
So you got to have a fucking time of like 3 hours and 33 minutes. 3 hours and 30 minutes to qualify.
Really?
For Boston. See what qualifying time for Boston is. So my dad used to be really into marathons. So what's the qualifying time? Yeah, 3:30. Qualifying time was 3:30 from in the 70s.
Right, but that's the history of, but like what's that drop down there say the first one? There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to be able to run a 3-hour marathon to qualify for Boston.
But that's so fast.
Yeah. I know. That's why it's a Boston Marathon, because people are running it to win for their sponsors. Like people are running.
So that's like a legit.
The New York Marathon is no fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like those people, celebrities can get in. Like I got offered to run the New York Marathon twice now. They've wanted me to come out. And every time I'm like, no, it's a fucking nightmare.
Brutal.
It's brutal. It's brutal on your body. You have no frame of reference for what it does to your legs. Like it makes your legs. I ended up getting fat because of running the marathon, because I couldn't move for like 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, I did nothing. Like I couldn't get back on the treadmill. I couldn't. My feet hurt. My feet hurt so insanely bad. Every toenail ached. My inner thighs, my quads, my. When I got to mile 22. I was on Sepulveda,
mm-hmm.
and the woman in front of me shit her pants, and people started falling off like zombies, and they were on the side of the road, and she was like a grown-up.
Yeah.
She wasn't like a kid.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a child.
Yeah, she was a grown-up, and she shit her pants, and she had Lululemon tights on, and it went up her ass. It went down one leg and up one leg, and I went, she just shit her pants.
Yeah.
And then I looked, and people started on Sepulveda, right where you'd cross under the 405.
Yeah.
So that you'd take a left, and you hit the Santa Monica, you hit the Santa Monica, the ocean.
Yeah.
People started falling off and sitting on the curbs, and I was like, "What's going on?" And then my quad froze, and I went, "Oh, what the fuck?" And my quad froze, and I was like, "Oh shit, I might not be able to do this. Like my leg's not working.
Your leg's not working.
I go, that's so crazy." And so I just started walking. My quad froze, and so my leg wouldn't do anything. It was just a stiff thing. And I was like, oh, shut the fuck up. And then I'm looking at people massaging their quads, and I go, oh, this is happening to all of us. At this mile, your body goes, we can't do this anymore.
Right.
You can't do this. And then a kid with fucking some disorder, like MS or Parkinson's, and is some Mexican kid that
and he's Mexican.
And he's a Mexican kid, and his dad is running with him in blue jeans.
Jesus Christ!
And dad's running next to him, and
that's so Mexican.
And the kid's
by the way.
Like, the kid's like, I don't want, but like, you know, with the hands and the face, like,
yeah.
he's like, and he just fucking runs
the
past
hands
me.
Hands and the face.
And his dad's in blue jeans. He's like, apúrate.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what the fuck?
You got these. Come on, man.
There's a dude in a Big Bird outfit with a tuba that beat me. Like, there's like, all of a sudden you see people walking past you going like, what the fuck?
Does that, by the way, every time I do any type of outdoor thing, if I go, like, I'm on the road and there's a park, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to jog in this park. Whenever, a 53-year-old woman speed walks past me, I'm like, I'll kill this bitch before I let her fucking go ahead.
Oh, I fucking
oh. I'll be like, hey, I'll get her attention. I'm like, no fucking. Then I see like an old man waddle by me. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, I saw an old man doing pull-ups in the park the other day, and he did like fucking 12, and I was like, I'll fucking kick his ass. Fucking curb stomp him and be like, know your place, old man. Do that at home. Don't fucking put your shit in front of us.
So wait, what do you tell Nadav?
Here's the truth. It is, number one, start listening only to David Goggins. That's it. You need to get David Goggins in your feed. He needs to be in your head. You need to hear David Goggins.
David Goggins, because the thing is about David that I could tell you that is, I think, probably the best for this, is that he's all about the mental aspect of this. Everybody sees what he looks like, but that dude, if you follow him, I mean, he's always talking about how you can, when you hear yourself go like, it's time to stop, you got like 40% more in there, you know? And it's like, I mean, he's right, you know? You put human beings in any type of situation where you go, this is all I got. That's the beginning of what you
do
what,
not
that,
Google
you have left.
David Goggins' injuries. Because he's pushed his body to places where you go, I would be really nervous.
Yeah, he ties like a fucking string around a broken bone. He's like, I'm good. Like, he's insane. But he is totally
who you need to have in your head.
Yeah, that's
David
true.
David Goggins is a very valuable member of the human race. Because if you can allow him in your head and you just let him, you don't know me, son. You don't know me. You got to say that in your head, Nadav, every fucking day.
It's all mentality, man.
It is.
Now, I shouldn't say it's all mentality. You got to keep on the path that you're on as far as like, you know, taking care of yourself, diet, we got to increase it. But this is what's going to get you to finish it. You know,
so when I got to 22 and my leg froze up, I got lapped by Bigger Bird in the tuba and the fucking spaz. Yeah. I went, motherfucker. I go, I have to do this. And I kept thinking, all I know is if I put one foot in front of the other foot, then if I don't stop, I might just make sure one foot goes in front of the other foot. And I go, I'll finish it. And so I just was like, I know that this foot goes there. I know that this foot goes there. And just was like, and I refuse to stop. I refuse to stop. I ran it at a very slow pace. I think 13 minute miles. Like, I just shuffled majority of the times. Any uphill I walked, I didn't push myself up hills. Any downhill, I'd speed up and run to get this over with.
Yeah.
But it can completely be done. Here's what is going to blow you away, Nadav. You will get there and you will see people fatter than you are today. You're going to see women that you go, no fucking way. You're going to see men with fucking no one leg missing. You're going to see dudes. There are people that will blow you out of the water where you go, shut the fuck up. And then that I use them as inspiration because I was like, if this chick can do it.
Yeah, of course.
I can do it. But then you find out that they've been training for 13 weeks and that they have a pace, they have a plan, they have a thing. You know, some people do the run, then walk. And yeah. Apparently it works.
Like, I mean, did you kind of run, walk?
I walked up hills, but I shuffled the whole time.
Yeah.
Music is really important. Rage Against the Machine, that's all I fucking listen to. And I'll tell you another thing, Nadav.
Yeah.
Instagram stories really helps. I Instagram storied the entire fucking thing. Anytime I felt like quitting, I put up Instagram stories and I was like, because I was like, I'm not going to quit. I pulled it up. I was like, I'm not going to quit. I'm channeling my inner David Goggins.
Dude, like fucking 15 plus years ago, more. Yeah, it's like, almost 20 years ago, I did a 10K, which is less than a quarter of a marathon. And I felt like I needed to be hospitalized. Not the day after. Like I couldn't stand. I couldn't sit.
Oh.
I just was like, somebody throw me on this bed. Like it was it. And I also did. I showed up to Cincinnati, and it was for Thanksgiving. And my cousin who runs was like,
he did a turkey trot.
Yeah, was like, do you want to do the 10K tomorrow? And I go, yeah. Like sure. Didn't think about anything. Just showed up, and they were just like, here we go. I go, well, what is this? And they're like, it's 6.2 miles. And I was like, doing that when you're like unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Completely shocked my system.
I did it with Jim Florentine. Do you ever hear that story?
Turkey trot?
No. So I go down to Tampa to do the St. Pete half marathon. By the way, for anyone listening, half marathon is the shit.
12.
That's what you need. Fuck marathons. Half marathons are so enjoyable because they push you. You get the mental thing of what a marathon might feel like. At like mile 9, you're like, fuck, I got 3 more miles. Yeah. That is, you get the mental thing. But it's half marathon, is very doable, achievable for everyone. They have a time frame, like they stop the cutoff time. So like you get pushed a little bit, but I'm doing radio with Cowhead and Galvin is there. And Galvin ran. Galvin's like, oh, fuck it, I'll run it with you. And I was like, sign up. Florentine's doing radio. And he's like, I'll run it. I go, you ever run? And he was like, no.
It's 12 miles.
Yeah. He goes, I got to go to the store and get running shoes. I go, that's not how you run a half marathon. You don't get your shoes that day. So he shows up in basketball shorts, a t-shirt, and like Jordans. And he's like, let's go. We walked. Something was wrong with someone's leg. Might have been my leg. And we walked like the first 3 miles, like fast walked. And then Jim Florentine's like, fuck it, I gotta take a shit. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I'm out. I'm gonna go to the Hilton and take a shit. So he goes to the Hilton. He takes a shit. He's not staying at the Hilton. He goes in, has their breakfast, right? Has a cup of coffee.
How long into this?
This is like 4 miles into the marathon.
Okay.
Into the half marathon. Me and Galvin finish it. And we meet up with Jim at the thing. And he was like, yeah. He goes, I fucking bailed like 4 miles in, got breakfast, took a shit. And then I just jumped back in the race and fucking ran the finish line. And we're like, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, what was your time? He goes, I have no fucking idea. So we're sitting listening and they're like, and first place, men over 50, Jim Florentine. He's like, what? With a record time.
No.
He won first place in his age category because he jumped out of the marathon, took a shit, and then just jumped back in. And no one saw it, and he just comes back with a fucking medal. He's like, it's pretty fucking cool. I might run more of these things.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we got fucked up. That night, Stavi was there. We got fucked up because the fun thing is the half marathon. Nadav, you can do this, but it's all mental. It's all mental. It's,
yeah.
You know it's a good training thing for this?
What?
Is not wall stands, but like air stands. And do it until your legs give out and you fall into the ground.
What's air stands?
Like a wall stand is where you put your back and you go,
yeah.
Like you're sitting on a chair.
Right.
Just do it on a
like
wall.
Like a wall squat, basically.
Wall squat.
Yeah. Squat. Okay.
But do it in the air. Do it in the air, your legs at 90 degrees.
Oh, I see.
And do it until you collapse and fall on the ground. Because that will express to you where your
Try
brain
to squat
has to go.
In the middle of the, like squat standing.
Yeah.
Until you can't.
Until you fall. You have to fall. Don't give up. You have to fall because that will take you to the place where it's the same place as when you work on breath holds. You've got to go to the place where you panic and you start to breathe in.
Did you watch that doc?
Yeah.
Deepest
where
breath.
The fucking person comes up like this at the very beginning and you're like, shut the fuck
that
up.
That fucking shit. I don't understand the desire.
I don't
to
get
do
it. When it gets dark and you know, there's a certain place where when you're free diving, where you no longer have to kick, your body falls.
Your body falls. Also, you can't see a fucking thing. They're after 30 meters, they're just in darkness, and they're just like, I held my breath for 4 minutes, and I went to 100 meters deep, and then they come up and they just go, ugh, black out. They pull they close their mouth so they don't swallow water, and then they like wake up and they're like, how'd I do? And they're like, not so good. And they're like, all right, I'll do it again. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, we did when we did Forest Hills for Open Fully Loaded, they gave us their whole country club facilities to throw an after party. So they give us a whole thing. It's a beautiful fucking after party. Everyone's got joints. Everyone's got cigars. It's our first fucking night. Everyone's thrilled. Fucking great show. And Shane Gillis jumps in their Olympic-sized pool. and goes, bet I can hold my breath from one side to the other. This is a fucking, I think it's 50-meter pool.
Yeah.
100-meter pool. This is a fucking long breath hold. And everyone's like, bullshit. And he goes, and he swims like a goddamn beluga from one side to the other and pops up, not even out of breath. He goes, told ya. And then, of course, he goes, Bert, you think you can do it? And you know I can't take it. I go, fuck yeah, I can. So I jump in the pool. I get a bathing suit. I jump in the pool. I do a little bit of breath work, like,
yeah.
And I'm a pretty good underwater swimmer. Mm-hmm. And I get in and I swim. And you can see the markers underneath. And I thought there were four markers. It turns out there were six. When I get to the fourth, I'm like, reach out to touch the wall. And I see another marker. I'm like, motherfucker. The last marker, I breathed in water. I went, and I breathed in water. And it went into my lungs. And I went, and I started to drown. And I touched the wall. I got out. I almost fucking died. I almost died swimming in an Olympic pool. I almost had a shallow water blackout. But Nadav, my point in saying that is, when you hold your breath, that moment where you start to breathe in, where all the fucking CO2 starts going through your body, giving you panic in all your muscles, that is the equivalent to the mindset you have to run a marathon, where you go, it will get worse. I'm not that bad right now.
Yeah.
And you can do it, Nadav. You can do it. You can do it. I'll run it with you. What, am I free that week?
You'll do it?
I'll run it with him.
I'd love to have someone to run with.
What's my schedule?
Are your questions?
So Bert.
Oh, let me dress you. I'll give you everything.
That wasn't my question?
I need to dress you. I can take care of you. In the mornings, me and you will get a hotel room in New York and we'll dress identical. We'll have the exact same outfits on. I'll take care of you top to bottom. And I will make sure that you can, because there's a lot of physicalities. Like Jesus didn't know you're supposed to like put like Glide all over your body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jesus is like, I'm fucking chafing. And I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you go. I go, now it's too late.
Nipples.
Yeah. I told Jesus, this is my hardest I've ever laughed. In a marathon, I pissed my pants because I told Jesus, we're running together. We're in Silver Lake. I go, whatever they give you, you eat. Get whatever is out there, eat everything. You need the calories. Eat it all. Don't worry about it. Eat everything. And so they hand him a tongue depressor full of Vaseline.
And he eats that?
And he puts it in his mouth. It's for his chafing. And he goes, bleh. I laughed so fucking hard. He's like, it can't come out of my mouth. He stopped at the Comedy Store and took his shit.
He did?
Yeah.
Did you, by the way, did you eat crazy the night before to fuel up?
I carbo loaded the night before.
Pasta or something?
Lots of pasta. I carbo loaded way heavy the night before. And then the other thing is, the week before, I just made sure that I was regular with my shits at 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, because you don't want to, because what time do you start running? 7, 6:30?
Started like 7, 6. So why you wake up at 5, and I took a massive shit, and I was empty.
How did you know to...
My dad ran marathons, so he was like, he kind of coached me.
But how do you get yourself to shit at 6?
I started training myself to get up at fucking 5
and
sit on the toilet and go, all right, my body's ready to process it. Because if you just get yourself regular at that same time, this is going to sound weird. We used to call it a Native American alarm clock. Ooh. So what you do is, that isn't what we call it as kids, but Native American alarm clock. So what you do is you drink a ton of water, like a ton of water.
When you first get
right
up?
Before you go to bed.
Oh, okay.
And then that will wake you up having to piss.
Yeah.
At like 5 in the fucking morning. That's how Native Americans, when they wanted to go to war, that's how they'd wake themselves up. They drink tons of water and then go to sleep. And then they wake up having to piss. That's what they told us as kids. And so, hang on, November 6th. Let me see if I'm off. New York City Marathon's epic. I am not off.
So you didn't need to take a shit during the marathon at all?
No. And these suckers, Nadav, they start the marathon and they have porta potties right after you start. They run and then they all wait in line to go take a shit.
Yeah.
They're like idiots. I fucking shit. My brain's out at my house. And then I had a banana before I started. I had a couple bananas before I started. And I was fucking off.
And you didn't train... You didn't train for the marathon that you ran, right?
Or
you
did? No, I didn't. I mean, but here's the thing is like, I talked to someone about it, some athlete. You can't talk to athletes about anything because they have one brain. I'm like, so you never ran ever in your life? And I went, no, I jogged all the time. And they're like, so you did train? And I was like, no, I there's a training you do for the, no, you trained. And I was like, no, I always run like 3 miles, 5 miles. They're like, so you're training. And I was like, okay, yeah, I trained very hard for it. I was like, no, there's training you actually do. There's running groups you can get into that are training for a marathon. And they do very specific, like build you up to 13 miles. But basically, if you can run 5 miles, you can run a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my take. If you can jog, not just get through 5 miles. If you can jog 5 miles, you can run a marathon. If you can jog 5 miles at a 10-minute pace, you got marathon's nothing for you.
Yeah, but we should say, though, that jogging 5 miles at a 10-minute pace eliminates a huge amount of people, actually.
Oh, yeah. Running a 10-minute mile. That's when we used to talk shit.
Doing 10-minute mile for a mile is one thing. It's the back-to-back-to-back miles.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it kind of gets a little easier. It gets easier, in my opinion, once you log 1 mile to keep your pace at 10-minute miles. You'll find that your pace will get quicker as you run.
But I think that's if you are getting into the regular practice of running.
Yeah,
if you just like go, can I run a 10-minute mile? Some people can do that, and then they're like, I'm fucking
What's
done.
The most you've done on a treadmill, Nadav?
Leading up to this, I've been on a treadmill for an hour and went about 3.5 miles.
Okay.
And then I did that on a track too.
Okay. Okay. I think
he sees the consistency
and
of doing
here's it. The other thing. A marathon's like an orgy. There's so many people around you, you find yourself performing a tad bit better.
Nice.
You'll be shocked. The energy, the first mile's like fucking, we ran a mile? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm going to start sweating. Ah, this is fun.
Yeah.
First fucking 5 miles is a fucking blast because the energy's still there.
And then somebody goes, there's 21 miles left.
And then there's some cunt next to you going, we're not even in downtown yet. We're in the Bronx. But and here's the other thing, Nadav, I'm being serious. Instagram stories. I'm telling you, Instagram stories is the key for me.
There are 100 Hasidic Jews being placed all over this the track for that are cheering with signs for him and doing prayers.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's gonna be like
they did that for me. Dudes
the
were
the Jews did?
No, not the Jews.
No.
Because I was running it and I told everyone I was running it, fans lined up and were cheering for me. So like dudes who like lived in Century City,
yeah,
would just be like, fuck, Bert's almost here. And they can't come down with signs for
really?
Me.
Yeah.
The machine, you got this. One guy had a guitar and was waiting for me, singing songs for me.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh, and then you get one of those guys, and then that next mile's
cake. Did you have a good time putting together that playlist? Because that feels like it's really important to have your playlist going.
Yeah, it was Foo Fighters and The Machine.
You got to have that. And then, yeah, we have like the Israeli consulate we reached out to about doing a special thing for him.
Oh, yeah. That's the key, Nadav, because when you have people cheering you on, if you can get some Israelis down there to really, if you can find a community to really rally behind you, the miles go by so much quicker. One guy gave me a bottle of vodka in a water bottle. He filled up a water bottle with vodka.
Really?
Yeah, ice cold.
Ice cold.
I grabbed it and I was like, thanks, brother. And he's like, that's for you, big guy. I took a sip and I was like, what the fuck?
You're like, I'm running a marathon, dude.
Half a mile is like was on the PCH or you know right above Santa Monica Pier,
uh-huh.
That street, whatever that is. So the ocean's right there. It's beautiful. And Georgia Island Leanne are on the side, and I see them, and Isla starts yelling, "Did you see the guy with the tuba? The guy with the tuba beat you, Dad." And I'm like, I know. And Georgia goes, there's a crippled person that beat you. I'm like, just cheer for me. His dad was wearing jeans. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. And then there was one guy waiting to give me my medal. He was like, I've been sitting here for fucking an hour waiting for you to come through. This is my honor to give this to the machine. I was like, oh, thanks. And then after that, my body shut down. I started shivering. I had to put on one of those fucking heated
blankets. Really?
I started shivering. I couldn't walk to the car. Like walking to the car was impossible. And I got in the car. And once I got in the car, my legs started freezing up. And Leanne's like, want to go get like a beer or something? And I was like, I can't get out of the car. And then I ate so much fucking pizza that night.
And you just,
oh my God. Yeah. You can do it, Nadav. It's just, you got to build to it though. You need to get 5 miles in an hour. And then if you can get 5 miles in an hour, easy fucking peasy. And then the clothing's important. Start finding the clothing that you're comfortable in. Number one, your dick, okay? Because your dick's going to be moving around a lot.
Your dick's going to be everywhere.
So find your running shorts. Find your running shorts, right? Break in your running shorts. Have your favorite pair of running shorts that you can be in all the time.
So basketball jersey shorts aren't the move.
That's not the fucking move.
All right. Good. That's not the move. I did not know that. Okay. So I just thought running shoes was the thing I needed to worry about.
No.
Everything,
you need
everything.
You need Under Armour tight shirt. Under Armour tight shirt. Your nipples are going to be on fucking fire. They sell these nipple guards, like pasties that go over your nipples.
Personally, I fucking would need those. I've chafed nips on runs that are a fraction of that distance. And these nipples, I'll show them to you later, Nadav, but man.
What?
Yeah, you got to get in David Goggins mode. I suggest a mohawk, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a fucking badass haircut to change your life.
Change your mindset.
I was listening to David Goggins this morning. You don't know me, son. Who's going to carry the boats?
Yeah, who's going to carry the boats, man?
I remember, and then I was listening to Cam Haynes talk about David Goggins.
Yeah.
And just being like, yeah, just how he's in the middle of a fucking, they did that video in the middle of like a real gym, like a 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we'll just go in and do some bench press. And David Goggins is throwing up 135 in incline, like, and this is after a full thing, like 15 fucking times. And he's just yelling, who's going to carry the boats? And other people are on the elliptical like, what the fuck's going on over there?
Cam tells this great story. It's definitely online about how they were doing an ultra marathon. And, you know, that's when you think about people's mentality. It's like a 50 or 100 mile thing. And they're out somewhere in like the desert or something. And then Goggins gets hurt. And has to stop and like take care. And they're like, oh, I don't know if he's going to keep going. He fucking like took a shirt and some tape and like tied it around his leg.
Yeah.
And then he takes off again. And then Cam sees a guy who's on the path and they go, did you see, you know, him come by? And they're like, oh yeah. And he like yelled at us as like, I'm the motherfucker you need to worry about. Like, just came.
That's a mentality. You know who else you need to get into the runners. So like, here's another thing. Get into runners. So like, David Goggins is a badass. Cam Haynes is fucking a legend. He's a legend.
Cam is a crazy person.
I'll tell you who else.
Nadav, Cam will run 25 miles
every day.
Like at noon. Like he's like, I got some time. I'm gonna do this before lunch,
and then he'll run up to the top of a mountain where this rock is. That's like it's a fucking 2-hour hike. He does it in like 45 minutes. Does a run. Jesse Itzler, Nadav, that should be your inspiration. I'm going to his. He's got a thing in Georgia called Running Man, October 17th that I'm going to. Nadav, that's too close to the marathon for you. But it's a running event where they do a half marathon. I think I'm gonna do his half marathon there. But it's all about breath work.
You're doing it then.
I'm doing then. He hit me up. Mike Young's. I shouldn't tell everyone. I don't know what his whole schedule is. But like he hit me up. He goes. You should come do my Running Man. And I happened to be in Alabama the day before, and it's in Georgia. So I was like, oh fuck, I'll take the tour bus over, fucking park it there. I can stay at the tour bus. It's an outdoor event. It's the world's biggest sauna is gonna be there. Pull up Running Man Jesse Itzler, but this motherfucker is like the reason we know about David Goggins.
Really?
He moved David Goggins into his house and then wrote a book called I Live with a Navy SEAL for fucking 6 months.
That's him.
This is Jesse Itzler. He's married to, look at 5,000 acres in Kingston, Georgia.
It's the first festival of its kind, it says. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to that. But he does Hell on a Hill, where they just do this hill in his backyard, and they do it like fuck up and down this hill all day.
Wow.
His wife is a badass motherfucker.
Really?
She created Spanx.
Oh.
She went to Florida State. I went to Florida State with her. I don't think we knew each other, but we went to school together, and she created Spanx, and they own the Atlanta Hawks. And Jesse Itzler, he's a badass on his own. He created NetJet, I think.
Okay.
He created some jet thing. He does like ultra marathons, sauna events. He's really inspirational.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, he's fucking a badass. Nadav, you got to follow these guys because then they'll give you little tips. Like he stopped running for a little period of time and then he started running again and he gave a great tip on how to get back into running. He was like, what I do the first day is, you know, I'll walk for 5 minutes and then I'll run for one. And then I'll walk for 5 minutes and run for one. And then the next day, I'll walk for three, I'll run for two. Like, and he just talked about how to get back into running. And I was like, fuck, I'm plantar fasciitis right now. And I was like, I'm going to fucking do that.
Yeah.
But there's Rich Roll is a badass runner. There's all, I mean, there's a ton of ultra marathon chicks that you got to follow. Courtney Dewalter, I follow all of them because despite my massive girth, I'm into running. Mm-hmm. I just can't run right now. That's why I'm so jacked.
Do you have any other questions, Nadav?
How long were you in bed for afterwards?
Like fucking, the next day, the entire next day.
You really were?
I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of bed. Nothing worked. Your feet are frozen. I get cramped up in the middle of the night. My leg would just close.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm like a fucking flamingo. And yeah. I'm just in bed going, oh, fuck. That's why apparently training for a marathon is a good idea. Because your body gets ready for that stress.
Well, you know, you still got a good, you know.
You got plenty of time to train.
Three months.
Ooh.
That's a lot of time.
you should hit up, I'm telling you right now, you should hit up Jesse Itzler and hit him up and say, I'm running a marathon for my first time. Can you give me a training program? Jesse Itzler also does this big ass fucking calendar. You ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's the fucking greatest calendar ever fucking made. It's the size of a wall, but it folds up to the size of a book. And it's the easiest way to look at your year. It's a year calendar.
A year calendar.
And the guy's a fucking, you need to hit up Jesse Itzler, Nadav.
I want to give a shout out. That is a good idea. To Pint House. This is what? Electric Jellyfish. Pint House Brewing Company. I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
On the bottom of their cans, you can pick these up in stores. They put certain phrases on it. And on this one, they put, Tommy, I am fizzing. Which is a line from my special that's out. They also have put, you know, I don't know if they put that on there too, or if it says something different on that one.
Oh, this one says, Tommy, I am fizzing.
I'm fizzing. And they also had Where Are the Bodies, G? And so you can pick up Pint House Brewing. Is that brewed here?
Yeah, that's Austin.
An Austin brew. So shout out to Pint House. Thank you very much for that. We actually have to get going. We have a few things we got to do.
Fuck.
So we should run. But this is fun.
This is a really good idea.
Nadav,
thank you.
We are, everyone's on your side on this.
I'm on your side, Nadav. I'm on your side. And here's the big thing.
Yeah.
If you make this journey public, it's a fun thing for people to follow. Get on your Instagram stories and tell us about your training. I enjoy this shit. I know there's some people that are like, what the fuck, dude? Do you really have to put on stories? I enjoy it. Go fuck yourself. I enjoy watching people's journeys. Like when you see David Goggins, when his legs got all fucked up and he couldn't work out and all he could do was a fucking bike, that his stories inspire me. I like getting inspired. And watching you do the New York Marathon,
that is going to inspire a lot of people.
Every fat motherfucker like myself go, I'm not doing enough. I'm not fucking doing enough. You know, there's a dude that hit me up, Vance Hines. You remember Vance Hines?
Yeah.
Vance Hines lost. He was like one of the most inspirational weight loss stories.
In Alabama.
He lost like 270 pounds.
Yeah.
And you know why he lost that weight? Because he was sitting on his couch and he's on Instagram and he saw me run the LA Marathon. And he said, if that fat fuck can do that, I can change my diet.
And he got into yoga.
Into yoga with DDP.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
doing
fucking great. But Nadav, please, for all us fat fucks that want to live vicariously through the hard work you're about to put in, put it out there because so many of our fucking fans are going to see you on a fucking track or see you running or see you dropping weight and go,
that ginger motherfucking cunt is doing this?
Fucking chosen by the Lord.
I think that's the other thing is you have to embrace the Old Testament. If you're going to actually get through this, there is absolutely no way you're doing it without the good book.
It's why you don't see Jewish athletes. They don't have anyone to thank.
Yeah, you need to get back into it. You need to get back to synagogue. We'll get into it later. Thank you guys very much for watching. Thank you for listening. Bert, it was a lot of fun. Love you.
I love you too.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No
scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology, dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.